Are you seeing anything different out of Washington this week than you did week one?
Well, I mean, they've played more football games, so I feel like they're able to put in more coverages and been in different scenarios. And, you know, they'll see something different from us. We'll see something different from them. I think it'd be just in, you know, two teams that are a little bit more prepared.
It feels like the passing game can be a huge strength for you guys this week. How has your chemistry developed with Carson here in his second year?
Well, Carson's our leader, and he's communicating, and we got a great offensive coordinator and a great head coach, you know, calling plays, put us in position to be successful.
What do you see when you see Carson to Ertz that's become a very successful quarterback to tight end combination?
I see them making plays. I mean, him giving him shots and Ertz finishing.
Your yards after catch have been very good this season. How is that something that you can work on? And how have you worked on it over your career?
Well, it's a 1-2 thing. First is keeping the main thing, securing the catch. And then, you know, it's just the 1-2 after that, you know. And, you know, I've just been in position. I've been in position to catch the ball and then grass in front of me and to make plays. And, you know, I hope to just get myself in position more often.
It seems like a lot of the plays, though, that they've designed for you underneath have been to take advantage of your yards after catch ability. But it seems like the ones that you've had more success with are the ones down the field. Has that been the case?
Well, I mean, for me, it's just to make a play on whatever they call.
Okay.
And whatever comes my way, you know. So I just focus on making my plays.
Nelson, you... it seems like the offense has had a lot of success down the middle of the field, whether it's Zach, whether it's you, through the middle. Do you think that's by design, or is that sort of maybe a reaction from defenders sort of defending with Alshon on the outside or you on the outside? Like, is that accurate, do you think, in terms of the success of this offense, and do you expect teams to adjust?
Well, I think everybody's going to adjust in the National Football League. I mean, it's on tape. But for me, I mean, in zone defenses, you step through, you know, and in zones they spread out and it's open voids mainly in the middle, you know, and the middle is the most area, you know. Outsides are, you know, are kind of like they have the sideline to help them. In the middle of the field, guys try to play a zone drop, but if you step through and at each window, you get yourself open. So that, I would say for myself, I mean, Zach can speak for himself, that's what you see. But at the end of the day, it's the National Football League. It's on tape, so everybody will do what they need to do to defend it.
Jay Gruden today talked on a conference call about how, you know, Carson's getting better, but he expected it, but maybe not at the accelerated rate that he is now. Did you expect him to be this good this quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I always felt like he was a great quarterback because, first, you know, he's a hardworking man, and he loves what he does, and he does it with so much passion that I knew that he has fun each week. I mean, if the season would have continued to roll over from the last game and keep on playing games, I feel like he would have got better each week, just like he was doing.
Did you expect to be this good in year three?
I mean, I expected to just keep on trusting the process, keep on getting better each day, and then letting, you know, opportunity meet preparation. And for me, I think I have a lot more to do, and I want to keep on getting better as a football player.
Do you ever look at numbers?
Not really. I just look at how much fun I'm having and team success. And that's the best part about this situation. You know, if somebody came in and told me all my numbers, statistics, all that type of stuff, the best part about it is we're winning a lot of football games right now, and we're having a whole lot of fun doing it.
Which is true, but if you look at the numbers, you're almost already beyond what you had career most in yards. You're exceedingly above where you were yards per catch. You're already above touchdowns. It's night and day almost.
That's a great thing. I'm having so much more fun this year, so I think that that's the best part. I'm having more fun this year than I had my two first years in the league. So they go hand in hand. The more fun you have, you know, because winning is fun, making plays is fun, but it's just a feeling about stepping on the field and just enjoying the moment, enjoying the opportunity.
How much has your progression been an attribution of having guys like Alshon joining the team?
It's a lot of fun because, I mean, for me, I have fun knowing that I'm going to war with people that are my buddies. You know, I don't want to use the term war, but, you know, going and playing against, you know, another team with my friends, you know, people that I have a lot of respect for, people that love the game, and, you know, they got my back.
Doug talked a little bit about that in the locker room post-game. He said, you know, or at least this stuck out to me, in that he said, you know, I feel more love amongst this group than in any team that I've been around in my years in football. Are you sensing that?
I do. I mean, I've been here for 3 years. I have a lot of respect. I mean, obviously it's familiarity with some of these guys, but, you know, with the addition of Torrey, with the addition of Alshon, those guys are like my brothers. They always got my back. I have a lot of fun with them, and I just enjoy being in the game with them through good and through bad. We communicate. We got each other's back. We pick each other up, and we just have fun doing what we do.
How much did the move into the slot benefit you?
I think it's a great opportunity for me to just run different routes and, you know, give a different look. I like playing outside, inside, wherever. I just like being a guy that you can get the football to, so I want to know as much as I can in terms of a route tree to help myself be a better football player. And, you know, Doug decided this was a great place for me to help me get those targets or whatever, and I'm very appreciative.
Was there an adjustment period for Carson having a different receiver, a slot receiver, in Jordan versus you?
I really can't speak on that because Carson's the quarterback. All I know is for me, I was just trying to communicate with him on where I need to be, how he wants me to get there, and he did a great job voicing that to me. And, you know, we're just going to keep on getting better, and I'm going to keep on asking questions and stay next to him because that's what you do when you're playing that position.